So one of the radical changes in the Affordable Care Act is how benefit programs, some benefit programs anyway, health care plans, particularly the most coveted ones, are viewed as income by the federal government and suddenly subject to taxation. Benefit programs are worth a lot. Companies attract employees with them. Unions attract members with their gold standard union plans. But taxing them? This is not popular with unions, who lobbied against the provision in the original law and have gone to court to keep the Obamacare law from being implemented. If the Affordable Care Act is not fixed and it destroys the health and welfare funds that we have fought for and stand for, then I believe it needs to be repealed. We don't want it to be repealed. We want it fixed, fixed, fixed. Those are the words of union leader Terrence O'Sullivan, president of the Laborers International Union of North America, at the AFL-CIO's convention earlier this month. Stephen Greenhouse, labor and workplace reporter for our partner, the New York Times, joins us now. Welcome, Stephen.
Nice to be here.
So is there a wedge between the Obama administration and unions on this particular point of taxation?
Yes and no, John. Unions were probably the biggest and earliest supporters of Obamacare. They were pushing for something even more generous, either universal health coverage, as in Canada, single payer, or a public option. And they agreed to Obamacare because it was a major, major step to providing universal health coverage. But unions, when they look at the fine print, are seeing that as the new health exchanges are set up over the next few months, they worry that some unionized employers are going to stop providing coverage to lower wage union members, and that this is going to be a real pain to these workers. And the unions are worried that this is going to end up decimating some unionized health plans. That's why Terry O'Sullivan said, you got to fix it, or else repeal it.
What's the issue that's of most concern to the unions? Is it the consideration of benefits as income and therefore subject to taxation? Or is it the option of employers to toss people off the rolls and therefore reduce the benefits of union membership?
There are several things, John. One is they're worried that employers are going to throw people off the rolls. The employers say, why should we continue providing coverage when workers can get it through the exchange? And the employers might spend $6,000, $8,000, $10,000, $12,000 in providing coverage per worker, and they could face only a $2,000 fine if they stop providing coverage to workers. So the union just saying that $2,000 fine is way too low. It should be higher in order to deter, dissuade employers from doing that. The unions are also saying, if you're subsidizing all these other workers with tax credits to obtain insurance, why don't you do the same for unionized workers as a way to discourage the employers from dumping people off the health plans? And the Obama administration is saying, we don't provide these tax credits, these subsidies, to any other workers who are afforded good health plans. So why should we do that for unions?
So if you're working for, a company and are in a senior management position and have one of these fabulous health care plans, does the Affordable Care Act look at that differently from the way they would look at a specifically union plan tied to a labor union?
There is, John, there is a provision called the Cadillac tax, which I'm sure listeners have heard of. And that means that in 2018, there will be a penalty of 40% of the value of a health plan if the cost of the health plan is over $27,500. And that is true for some executives. Right now, a generous union health plan might spend $18,000, $17,000, $19,000 per worker. It's a question whether it will reach $27,500 for a family plan in 2018. A lot of employers, including the city of New York, are telling unions, your health plan is too expensive. We're worried it's going to hit this $27,500 mark in 2018. And they're trying to, take away things from the plan, make the plan more expensive, increase deductibles, increase copays to discourage in ways workers from using more health resources as a way to hold down the price. And the unions say, that's not fair. This Cadillac tax is backfiring for us. It's causing employers to make us pay more for our plan. It's causing employers to make our plans worse.
With all due respect to the issue of fairness that you raised, though, I mean, haven't the unions been here before? I mean, with corporations and airlines and, you know, the auto industry, they've gotten into enormous trouble with the cost of pension plans and other benefit programs that just suddenly increase exponentially. And when the economy turns downward, the unions have to basically retrench.
Well, you know, pensions can be very expensive. You're absolutely right, John. And when the stock market goes down, as happened in spades in 2007 and 8, then companies realize that they just didn't have enough in their pension plans to pay what they promised to pay out 10 years and 20 years from now. So then they realize, you know, gosh, we owe tens of millions of dollars more to make our pension plans whole. And they said, we want out of pension plans. It just costs us too much. So, you know, for decades, a lot of employers thought pension plans were good, sane things to keep employees, provide them a nice benefit. But in the last 10, 15 years, employers said they're just too darn expensive. We want to, you know, shift the burden, the risk of retirement security to workers rather than have the company absorb that. So they've adopted 401k plans rather than traditional pension plans. And I think, as many of your listeners know, John, 401ks generally don't work nearly as well as traditional pensions. You know, and the employee very much feels the risk, as many, many workers felt when the stock market dived in 2007,
just
2008.
To talk to the 401ks at Enron, that's for sure. Stephen Greenhouse, thanks so much.
Nice to be here, John.
Stephen Greenhouse, labor and workplace reporter for our partner, the New York Times, talking about the Affordable Care Act and the new reality for benefit programs for union members.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.